The city of Detroit is still feeling the glow from a Chrysler commercial unveiled during this year's Super Bowl.
What does this city know about luxury? Huh? What does a town that's been to hell and back know about the finer things in life? Well, I'll tell you, more than most.
Many in Detroit say that commercial perfectly captures the spirit of Detroit and its history with the auto industry.
This is the Motor City. This is what we do.
But business and government leaders say for Detroit to survive, it has to do something beside build cars, as NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
In recent months, the U.S. auto industry has shown signs of a resurgence. Ford and GM are posting profits, and there's Chrysler with its new cars and that M&M commercial. But nearly everyone says for Michigan to thrive, companies need to think about something other than cars. Here's Michael Finney. He heads Michigan's Economic Development Corporation.
Not to suggest that they should ignore their current specialties. In fact, I would encourage them, especially now, since automotive is making a very nice comeback, to stay focused there, but to not make that the only area that they commit resources to.
It's not hard to encourage auto suppliers to try to think beyond the cars. The memory of the near collapse and government bailout of the auto industry is still very fresh.
It was like being in a lifeboat.
That is Mark D'Andretta. He's the president of TD Industrial Coverings, just north of Detroit, an auto supplier.
And every Friday, I got to look at somebody, you know, and say, okay, I got to throw you into the icy water.
D'Andretta went from 130 workers at his plant to 30. They've been hiring more workers, and business has picked up. He showed me around the factory.
This protects the robot itself from the environment that it's in. I'll lift up and show you, for example.
D'Andretta's company makes protective covers for car assembly line robots. Robot clothes. Apparently, robots, like humans, have delicate parts, and they need to keep their delicates protected with clothes, especially in a messy factory.
Paint can collect in it, dirt and dust can collect in it, and it will fall onto the painted car. And that would be a problem. They would have to repaint the vehicle.
Until recently, 95% of D'Andretta's business was in automotive.
I didn't want to be beholden to one industry like that. So we made the decision that we needed to reach out and try to take what we do really well and map it outside of automotive.
D'Andretta thought, why not make clothes for robots and people? D'Andretta needed a partner to help translate robot fashion to people fashion. He turned to Joe Ferris, a reality TV contestant.
Joe, you're out.
And I have to say, when I got off the show, I was ready to get off the show. I had had enough.
Joe Ferris is a former contestant on Cable's Project Runway, a fashion design competition. He says once he got his Auf Wiedersehen from model host Heidi Klum, he was looking for a place in his hometown of Detroit to make the clothes he loves, blue jeans.
The jean captures what Detroit is. We could dress up the jean all we want, but there's a production element of it. And that's where I felt like we could do this here.
At the factory where they make robot clothes, Mark D'Andretta and Joe Ferris will make jeans. Stiff, dark blue, high-quality dress jeans inspired by the Motor City.
The center back belt loop is a seat belt. There's the wheel rivet. It looks like a wheel rim.
Their jeans go on sale for $150 next month. Mark D'Andretta says he hopes to bring on other designers. He'll still make robot clothes, but he wants to make people fashion 50% of the business in 5 years. That way, if the auto industry collapses again, at least he'll have another leg to stand on. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.
This is NPR.